Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Is in today for Carl Dukes. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain, Real Estate Man. Frustrating. Falcon fans, we give you a chance to sound off. We'll do that at 5:40. We have the coach's show at 6. Player guest is Bijan Robinson. So you'll hear Coach Ra. He has been a little bit more conciliatory as far as how the game ended, as far as his take, as opposed to some of that, I guess, what we call it, a word salad at the end of last night, speaking with the media.
Vowel movement,
yeah,
is what I call it.
None of it made sense. Just real quick, because we don't have all the audio from the press conference today as the media is up at Flower Branch, but our own Mark Zeno, Oren, he asked the coach, what exactly did he say and what was asked?
The process, excuse me, the decision to not call a timeout, was that solely his? Raheem answered, no, we've got a whole process with that whole thing. Though I definitely take the fault looking back, man, hey, let's take a timeout, get the hard look, see if we can complete it right. I get it. But it's the idea that, you know, coaches, like, this whole coaching staff thing, like, I'm in a marriage, and it takes kind of a collaborative effort, yeah, as a buzzword, collaborative effort to make a marriage work. But at some point or another, the decisions have to be made by one person regarding certain things.
Correct.
It feels like sometimes with this whole Falcons coaching staff right now, it's a lot more meeting of the heads and meeting of the minds than it is one guy just saying, the head guy just saying, hey, do this. Because I'm the head coach, and I say do this.
Well, I mean, Arthur
it's
Smith.
It's like corporate America, yes, making everything more complicated than it actually is.
Whether it's in Washington, D.C. or in a boardroom here in Atlanta, committees accomplished nothing.
Let's have a meeting to discuss the upcoming meeting.
Ra, you call the timeout. You've been a coach for friggin' 3 decades. Own it. Now, we did say, now again, we got a lot of different mixing. I'm getting mixed messages. Even when he's saying the right thing, I had to wait half a day to get the right thing, which is, I can take the criticism. It's fair critique. I understand it. Raheem Morris said this. I apologize to our fans for not getting it done, but we'll get it done soon. Problem is, even if you get it done against Carolina, the Bucs are a frigging 14-point favorite against the Saints. So you need the Saints to basically shock the world. Yeah, by the way, hey, man. I didn't say hey, man. I'm so friggin' upset. I didn't do what we normally do to start the show.
Hey, man.
Falcons season's over. We're not going to the playoffs. We can beat Carolina. But as I said, the Bucs are a 14-point favorite. They may run Spencer Rattler out there, whoever. They don't have a shot. We blew it. We had a chance. You got the ball back. As good as Jaden Daniels looked, you got the ball back. And all of a sudden, your quarterback makes a big play, but your coach doesn't have the presence of mind to call a timeout. When everyone who covers the NFL, writers, TV people, players, are saying, you got to call a timeout there. But Rod doesn't. And then I find out there's a process? How do you do a process in real time? How does that work? Hey, guys, meanwhile, the clock's ticking. 40, 39, 30. So what do you think, guys?
Well, let's circle back in 20 seconds. Yeah. We'll discuss the timeout.
Let's run it up
again.
The flagpole. You think we should take a timeout and maybe we can get our crappy kicker that we got off waivers to maybe get hit a 40-yarder? Because our best shot's a 56-yard field goal because you blew 20 seconds off the clock to give Penix, who was dealing, who got you into the game, who tied the game by throwing a dart to freaking Pitts, who has been useless the last few weeks. But no, let's... Let's waste some time, and then, you know, it doesn't make sense. We will have a chance to follow up with some of the things that Coach Ross said today on Thursday's program on Dukes and Bell. We'll also have a player guest on Thursday. Sorry, Rob. It's just, there's so much dysfunction. We're a dysfunctional team. You know, for the guys who are crowing that we should have gone Belichick, as much of Belichick and how the last 4 years in New England sucked, he would never let a game end like that. I'll give you that.
I don't think we lose that game last night with him here. I know that's revisionist thinking. I understand that. I just don't think we would have.
And look, I wanted Harbaugh. But, you know, I was on the record. You go look at my receipts on Twitter.
There's no way he's coming here.
No, of course not. But, I mean, unless you double or throw some big money at him to give you more money, what the Spanos were willing to pay to get him out there. And because we didn't have a quarterback and Justin Herbert, I get it more attractive in Los Angeles. I understand that. But, I mean, it's like, don't tell me it's an impossibility. That's a loser mentality. I think you couldn't have thrown some more money to sweeten the pot.
Well, especially if Kirby wins a third national title. Arthur, just throw him a blank check and bring him here. Why not? Why not?
But the reason and why folks are upset, like, real quick, give me quote 13. Why does Raheem Morris talk in circles? Here's Raheem about, you know, what happened. Bijan, basically the run game went away because the Commanders, you know, kind of put a bunch of guys in the box. Take a listen.
No, you know, it wasn't them. It's the time possession, and it was also they came out, did a nice job stopping the run. We got that first possession. I believe they got a three and out, stopped that run pretty good, forced us to throw it twice. They were able to get off the grass, and then after you get to the game flow, you know, it kind of took us out of our package, having to throw the ball a little bit more than you like, having to play a little bit of catch-up, having to get some chunk yards plays, trying to move the ball down the field in order to be ready to deal.
Yeah, I mean, well, how about do some play action on the first down as opposed to everybody? Now, again, everybody in Northwest Stadium knew we were going to run the ball after they had a seven-minute drive. We haven't even seen the football, and we run it, and everyone knew we were going to run it. They stop it. And then, as you said, yeah, you have to throw, of course.
Well, they've had a month-long
aversion. That's on Zach Robinson, by the way.
Yeah, they've had a month-long aversion of throwing on first down, though, even with Cousins in there.
Right. Well, at the end, Cousins' lack of confidence and mobility and ability to do anything. Right. In that Raiders game, we ran it 23 of 24 times, and the one time we threw it, he threw a pick. So the other thing, Rob, to me is, you know, I think Penix showed you what – imagine what Penix would have looked like if he had a full season under his belt.
Right.
Just like Bo Nix, just like Jaden, they're going to make mistakes. They're rookies. But, I mean
– or even the past three games prior.
You needed to get him out there sooner. But then, of course, there's the controversy that you're making your front office basically look like a cuckold. You know, that you basically, you know, you went and spent all this money on a free agent coach, and then you're going to cut your GM off at the knees by benching your $100 million quarterback to bring the guy in the general manager said was too good to pass up. This franchise is so dysfunctional, it's not even funny.
And just so close, and they always tantalize you, give you hope. You start having magical thoughts. Your imagination runs wild about maybe some wonderful things happening in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then they pull the rug out from under you.
Right. Guys, for those that are new to the station, because I know sometimes we get some new audience on a day like today when not everybody's working on day before New Year's Eve. Hi, I'm Mike Bell. That's Rob Tribble. I've got season tickets since 1998. I'm a personal seat license holder for two seats.
I was born and raised in Atlanta, so I'm also familiar with this.
We're fans. You know, we're radio guys, but we're fans of this team. And I live and die with, you know that, I live and die with this team. And just last night, I mean, when that ball is tracking, when it looks like it's going through the uprights, oh,
are you talking about
God.
The kick? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, womp, womp. It's 5 yards short. This is the thing. You got a kicker. Matter of fact, the kicker, play cut 10 for me, Oren, where Raheem talks about the end and how it was kind of a desperation shot. It's cut 10. Sorry about that. Computer slow. I apologize. I dropped that on Oren last minute here. You got it, brother? Here it is. Take a listen.
We set up for a game winning field goal, probably a little bit out of our range, but the desperation range, and went out there and took a shot at it. The young man struck it good, hit it good, just came up short. But that's the way the cookie comes sometimes. That's how it goes.
Is that the metaphor for what I was just saying a minute ago? They give you this reason to hope. They're so tantalizing. It's so attractive. That was like that kick. It looked so good when it left his foot. Right. And then it falls short.
You're right. It is a metaphor for the Falcons.
That's a metaphor for the Falcons, that kick right there.
And by the way, guys, like, why don't you mention the kicker's name? Why? He's not going to be here next year. Who gives a crap? He's a journeyman. I'm sorry. I know, yes, in a perfect world, Riley Patterson makes the kick. I know he's a human being. Who cares? I mean, he's a journeyman. He was out. He's available around Christmas because he's not good. Okay, and that's why we needed to not let the clock run out. We needed to use a timeout, try to advance the football at least 10 to 15 yards further down the field. That's why we're so upset. Now, explain what sound this is, Oren. This came from today's press conference.
This is today. The cut we mentioned earlier talking about it's not that simple, him referencing the timeouts and whatnot. I want you to hear the beginning of it with Zeno and how Zeno, like rightfully so, was grilling him just on the fact that this shouldn't be something that should be new or foreign to you.
It's week 17. This process should be down by now. It should be seamless by 17 or 16 iterations of this whole thing. That it should almost, it feels like, at least to the outside eye, and again, you guys obviously have more information than we do in the moment, and you're working with more people, but, you know, naturally, it just looks, optically, it's like, this is the timeout, this is the spot. What process needs to be involved at that point that hasn't already been, the kinks haven't been worked out by week 17?
Yeah, we're not talking kinks, as you know. We're talking about a brand new quarterback playing the second game this season. And we did this a couple weeks ago with Kirk Cousins, and it happened a little faster, right? Those things all happen. And, like, that's the thing that you got to always think that's coming to happen new. It's going to be new people involved. It's going to be new things involved. It's going to be new defenses every single week. You know, new situations you get. It's just not a regulated thing on a piece of paper that says call a timeout. That definitely the suggestions. It's definitely some of the things. A lot of those situations, and that situation particularly, it says 50-50 whether you call a timeout. And we chose not to. And, like I'm telling you, is we got to have a faster operation there in order to get the things that we want to get worked. We definitely got the regulated look with the two-man look with the opportunity to make the completion. we didn't execute it. And this is not blaming anybody. This is saying that something we got to get better at. And something that I got to take into account is I do have a young quarterback. I do have a guy playing the second game of his season. I do have a guy probably, I don't know if he got 2 minutes the week before, but in one of his one or two minutes in the National Football League. So I got to take those things into account. So I definitely could take that stuff. So like as simple as you make it seem, it's not. You know, you got to go through the whole process of being able to do that with your guys, with your players.
What?
And put them in those positions all
this
the time.
This doesn't make any sense,
Rob. Tomorrow, Michael Penix, tomorrow in class, we're going to learn what the timeout sign means. So I guess the timeout sign would be foreign to him. He wouldn't understand
right.
what
so,
it means.
Coach, let's talk,
what is he saying
let's
there?
Let's take it down break minute by minute. And by the way, we've already covered all the other things we didn't do. We didn't tackle at times. Obviously, the penalty killed us on that first touchdown drive when you had the interference on Malone. We've covered that. Covered Zach Robinson and some things we maybe should have done. Covered Love. So, I mean, I get it. There's a lot of things involved in a football loss. But this comes down to a moment. So it's first and 10 from the 19. You hit it to Mooney. You're at the 44. Well, you're not able to get the whole freaking offensive line 25 yards downfield in 1 second. Coach, that's pretty simple. So we got to speed up our process? What? You're going to hire a bunch of track stars to play offensive line? I mean, how else do you do that? You call a timeout.
Now, they did not conduct themselves with any sense of urgency to get up there where that ball was caught because they were probably clearly assuming there'd be a timeout.
That's now, again, I'm not going to put words in anybody's mouth.
I don't
but
know.
I did hear some things on a Brader broadcast. I think they thought players were looking back for a timeout.
Yep.
So this is inexcusable. It's indefensible. And we will cover this with Coach Ra as best we can.
He's just twisting himself into a rhetorical pretzel trying to justify this, and he's not saying
much. You can't. It doesn't make any sense. It's time critical.
He's thinking in abstractions.
You've got to be able to make a decision. And so you can't do it by – I mean, that's my mode. And credit to Mark Zinno for asking a tough question and following it up. It doesn't make sense, and the answer is ridiculous there, man. By the way, we didn't play Coach – I think we covered the coaches part of this. We'll come back and hear from the players. We got what? Michael Penix Jr.? Who else?
Jesse Bates.
And Jesse Bates. You'll hear that as part of our strong arm story. This is the most frustrating loss that I can remember.